I'm Jerry Straub, speaking to you from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The board of the Santa Chiara Children's Center asked me to record an audio message they could share with the friends of Santa Chiara. Haiti has been in the international news since February 29th, when the many gangs in Port-au-Prince united together in an insurrection to keep the prime minister from entering the country on his return flight from Kenya. They stormed the airport with guns blazing, killing a police officer and shooting commercial jets parked at the boarding gates. Santa Chiara is located on the periphery of a slum not far from the airport. We heard the intense gunfight. Since then, the gangs are sweeping across the city, setting businesses and police stations on fire. Every day, people are fleeing for their lives. Those who were shot and killed as they ran are left on the street. There was no one to pick up their corpses. Hospitals in downtown have been forced to evacuate, patients running from the hospital in bedclothes. A hospital near us treated 68 patients with gunshot wounds in the first 7 days of the insurrection. Two were kids, 14 were women. While this insurrection drew the attention of the news media, things in the city have been a nightmare for more than 2 years. Last year, more than 8,400 were killed, injured, or kidnapped in Haiti. The gangs now control 80% of the city. One night last year, they swept through a neighborhood setting shacks of homes afire, killing over 100 people. The barbaric violence killed women and kids, priests and nuns, doctors and lawyers. They decapitate people, set people on fire, burning them to death. Women were routinely raped, sometimes before their husbands were shot to death before their eyes. We have lived through all this, but last week has seen the gangs make a push to control the entire city. They're getting close to our neighborhood. For the last week, we have heard gunfire at all hours of day and night. There is no longer any flights landing at the airport. All air transportation has been suspended. Last Sunday, after months of painstaking preparation, my wife, Dr. Stephanie, and I were scheduled to fly to Havana, Cuba, with a 2-year-old girl who needed surgery that is not performed in Haiti. The infant was abandoned by her teenage parents on the side of a dirt path leading to a garbage dump. Someone brought her to Santa Chiara, knowing we were the only orphanage that would take her. Right now, we only have a 2-day supply of drinking water. We have no running water. All our water for washing, laundry, and cleaning is hauled up a dirt road in 50-year-old trucks and stored in our reservoir. The drinking water is delivered in 5-gallon jugs, 100 at a time. We go through 10 jugs a day. Food supplies and other essential goods are becoming scarce. Last year, we paid $25 a gallon for diesel fuel to operate our generators, and $20 a gallon for gas during one fuel shortage. The gangs have seized control of the ports so cargo ships can no longer dock. Our kids are safe for now, but we are in urgent need of help. But no help is coming to us. No help is coming for Haiti. At this moment, it's calm. There is pressure being put on the prime minister to resign, which would bring an end to the immediate crisis. But then what? I'm sorry for such a depressing report, but right now, every day in Haiti is Good Friday. Please, keep the Santa Chiara Children's Center in your prayers this Lent. Thanks for listening.